You've downloaded the episode. You've pulled it up in your iPod pad phone thingy. And you've even pushed play. There's no going back. Written in his bathroom. Produced in his basement. Now on the web everywhere. This is the Stuff and Things podcast with the voice of Steve.
It's the second day of the fourth month of the eighth year of the second decade of the 21st century. Hi, it's me, Steve, and this is not the fifth episode of the Stuff and Things podcast. And I'll tell you all about it right after this. Wait a minute. I'm not 5 seconds into saying what I have to say. And we're already cutting to a break? That's ridiculous. Ramsey, ad sale? Yeah, okay. Well, I'll talk to her later, but I'm not going to stop talking. No. No, I have things I want to do. I have things I want to say. They need an explanation as to why another episode is... Don't cut me off. Don't push that button, Phil. Imaginary intern or not, you cut me off and you're done. Okay? I'm going to...
You are listening to the voice of Steve, brought to you by me. I'm his mother. Without me, you wouldn't have the voice of Steve. So when you're laughing yourself silly, listening to one of these Pod-O blogs, you'll know who to thank. Me.
The Stuff and Things podcast with the voice of Steve is also brought to you by Cadbury Cream Eggs, because we rely on Steve to generate about 80% of our annual income during the 3 months we sell them.
Have you just been dying to get started with those awesome winter activities?
What's with all this snow?
Can't wait to start shredding down the mountain?
Oh, I hate snow.
Got plans drawn up for the most awesomest fort ever built ever?
I want to move to Florida.
But you don't have any snow?
Arizona, maybe.
Because you live in Miami?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Never fear. The fine folks at Snow Blows have some great news for you. Still based out of Buffalo, New York, where they still have inventory left over from last year's week-long snowstorm, Earl and Shelly Grusendorf want you to know that recently they were able to get a hold of a ton of additional stock.
That's right. We just opened a warehouse in northeast Wisconsin, but we were pretty nervous we weren't going to have enough product to fill all the orders that were coming in. But then Snowstorm Ashley hit, so we didn't have to use any of that fake stuff or import it from Canada. Oh, it's just not the same when you have to do that.
So, good news. Snow Blows has plenty of snow for all of your snow fort, snow sledding, and snowball fight needs. Please snowball fight responsibly and remember, no headhunting because mom said. Place your order now with Snow Blows in Buffalo, New York, and now in Appleton, Wisconsin. And with every order of $100 or more, we promise not to make you swallow a ski pole when you say,
"You're from Wisconsin. Shouldn't you be used to this?"
Snow Blows, your one-stop shopping snow resource. Stop in and visit our new Wisconsin Snow Blows location at 321 North South Drive East, west of the Casa Loma Strip Mall, which has yet to be plowed out for some reason. No, seriously. My wife works at Kirkland's at that strip mall. She's been stuck there for 4 days. Snow Blows. You don't have to convince my aching back of that.
I just snowblowed my mailbox.
And we're back. And I honestly don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember now. According to what I'm reading here, my script, I believe, I was telling you why there won't be a Stuff and Things this week. Well, realizing that yesterday was Easter, I just thought that this would be a good week to just take a little break, hang out with the family, you know, enjoy the Easter holiday, celebrate how we celebrate here. Maybe even, if I have time, get a little behind the scenes leg up on the old schedule that I'm trying to develop here, you know, just kind of get ahead of that giant boulder that's chasing Indiana Jones. Although that wasn't really helping him, was it? Anyway, so no episode this week. But here's a little taste of what's in store for next week, maybe.
Pilots seeing UFOs of the space alien variety. A guy in color.
Colorado shot his neighbor. A four-year-old needs help washing his hands, and even a bathroom stall door won't stop him. A cheetah hangs out with a guy in his car. Was it bad Chinese food, or am I pregnant? Somebody stabbed Corey Feldman, and the lead suspect, Snuffleupagus.
So yeah, those are just a few of the stories, or none of the stories, or all of the stories that I'll be working on for you next week. And a special treat for you, since there's no episode this week, thought we'd, let's talk to the Furnace here. Hello, Furnace, how are you? Okay, well, he doesn't really have anything important to say, and he's just going to talk right over us, so we'll just keep on plugging on here. So, anyway, no episode this week, all that kind of stuff. Although, for next week, we'll give you a little teaser here. You might actually get a movie review, since I went with the voice of Oliver to go see Pacific Rim Uprising this weekend. So, you know, really, who knows what could happen next week? Well, I suppose I should know, what with me being the guy who, you know, does the show and all that stuff. But, you know, just rewind it like 20 seconds and you'll hear the little blurbs about what I may very well be talking about next week. So, one last thing, though. I did want to talk about something here real quick. Talking about the name of the show, Stuff and Things Podcast with the voice of Steve. Yeah, I'm keeping the name Stuff and Things. Okay, I've kind of been hemming and hawing, chewing on it over the last couple of weeks, as you know. Here's the deal. Couple things. First, I'm not going to harm any other podcasts named Stuff and Things, okay? If they lose listeners because of me, grab them a mirror, because you got to figure out what's going on there. There's no way that my podcast is going to pull people, and if they do, I don't know. That's just weird. So basically, I'm harmless, okay? So I'm not going to hurt any other podcasts with the same name. Also, there's already a shopping website called Stuff and Things. Okay, so the retail angle is already covered, and that actually ticks me off on a whole other level, because that's another idea of mine that I could just flush down the toilet, wanting to do the Stuff and Things, Things and Stuff, Stuff and Stuff, and Things stores. Although, again, you know, it could be, it's not the same, so maybe we'll still give it a shot. So anyway, so there's a store called Stuff and Things, so that's another thing, online. Then there are at least two YouTube channels out there also called Stuff and Things, okay? So, you know, there's plenty of things out there and stuff already called Stuff and Things, and mine's one of them. So the name stays, okay? And I'm also going to be changing things. I'm going to continue to change things as we go along. Some of the changes are going to work. Others aren't going to work. Some you'll love. Some will make you want to club me to death with a tongue fork. Right, Ted? Thought so. So keep listening. Please keep listening. That way, also keep this in mind. This is cool for you. That way, if you keep listening right from the beginning of this whole thing, you can brag to people, just like the people who made it through the first season of The Simpsons or Star Trek The Next Generation. They made it. They muscled through that stuff, and it only got better for them. So, oh, also, keep your comments coming. TheVoiceOfSteve@Yahoo.com for them emails, and Facebook.com/StuffN'Things, that's how you have to search it, it's weird, to give me a hard time that way on the old book face. If you want to support the show, please do head on over to patreon.com/thevoiceofstevepodcast and become Patreonizing, or a patron, or whatever they call that. patreon.com/thevoiceofstevepodcast, and you can help the show. Sure would appreciate that. So that's it for this not episode of the Stuff and Things podcast. This is the voice of Steve, and I sure do look forward to seeing your adorable punims next week. Until then, goodbye.